many blessings, God, that you have stored upon us and allowed us to this morning to gather here for worship service, to honor you, to praise you, to glorify your presence among us, and to give you thanks. Bless this morning, bless these the people that are here, the children and adults. And we just pray for everybody this morning, not only in this church, but churches all over the land and all over this country that's representing you. Thank you now. Bless us in service as we go on through service this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, every praise. Every praise. And I looked around. I normally don't look behind me, but I looked around and I saw you all clapping with them too. Let's give our children one more round of applause just for being there singing this morning. And you look mighty good up there. You look good. And I'm going to say this to you all too. I don't know if you've noticed or not. We've got our babies in here, our children in here. Some of them are older. The older folks don't like singing with the younger folks. And the younger folks sure enough don't like singing with the older folks. But children, thank you for coming together to praise his holy name and to sing. We love you. Thank you so very much. It's Memorial Day weekend and holiday celebration. It's the time for school to be out, and it's the start of summer. God has blessed us to see this day. To God be the glory. We are very few in number this morning, as I received so many calls of church members that were saying, we're getting out of here just for this weekend, or we're taking a break, or we need this right now. But for God that has sent those of us together, we will remember this morning that he said, even if a few of us gather together in his name, it's going to be all right. So we're going to praise God today, and we're going to have church today. We're delighted to once again have Reverend Michael Creighton, the Associate Minister of Mercy Baptist Church. And I know I have to say that every time you come. And his beautiful wife, who needs no introduction to us. We feel like you all are family now with us. But thank you for coming this way. I know what you said last time, and you were going to come back this way, and you might be back this way again. Well, you never know. You just never know. We're looking forward to the word this morning, and just want to thank you for blessing us and your beautiful wife for coming along. Because a family that prays together stays together. Do we have visitors with us this morning? I looked around, but I would be remiss if I did not ask if we do we have visitors with us this morning visiting? Any visitors? I thought we were one big happy family, which is good. Church, we're going to deviate. Pastor Creighton, if you will allow us to do just two things this morning. We're going to deviate from the normal way that we would proceed and go about doing what it is we need to do in his name. We have two graduates that we're so very proud of here at First Church. I'm going to say this to you all. We do not take it lightly. Most of us remember what it was like to be in high school. And we remember what it was like to graduate in that 12th grade and walk across that stage. And we remember what it was like to be ambitious and to think about, what is it I want to do? So we have two graduating seniors. Of course, I call her Shakira. And it's Vinaya Shakura Porterfield and Trinity Morgan. And if they would come forward this morning and stand with me. We're looking at Shakura when she comes in. She's wearing that cap. So we know she's proud of this cap. So I need you all to come on down, and I need you to come and stand with me this morning. One is graduating from, and on both sides of me, this will be fine. Walter, can you get a photo for us, or Leon or someone? I want you all to stand with me this morning as moderator of this church, because I'm in hopes that one day one of you will be standing here as moderator to lead this church. I, too, was excited to walk across the stage and to graduate when it was my turn. I know that there's a lot of pressure on both of you because people are talking about what they expect of you, what they want you to do, but I wanted to speak this morning as to what God expects of you. And what this church expects of you. We want you to go, do what it is you want to do, find your path, find a way to do it. Don't let anybody stop you from doing what it is you want to do. But every step that you take, every move that you make, I want you to take the Lord with you. And you will succeed, and you will do just fine. On behalf of First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, on the corner of Union and High, it's my pleasure this morning to present this token to you from the church to let you know how much we appreciate you, how much we love you, and how much we wish you well. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to you. Would you all like to say something to the church? I'm not putting you on the spot, but even if you don't want to do anything but say thank you, say something to the church.
Yeah, I graduated. I'm out of there.
I would like to say thank you to all the people in the church, and especially to my mother, because without her, I wouldn't have did.
Yeah.
in the true fashion of the way we do things at this church. Like I said, it doesn't matter whether the church is crowded or whether we have a few. On tomorrow, Americans across the country will celebrate Memorial Day. This is a day of remembrance to honor the sacrifice made by the men and women who have died during their service in the United States military. President Barack Obama quoted, "Our nation owes a debt of gratitude to its fallen heroes that we can never fully repay." And that is so true. First Congregational Christian Church today pays tribute in music by Stefan Krom, reflecting on precious memories of the brave men and women we have lost. We are forever grateful for their service. From every mountainside, we pray, let freedom ring. I will come back after Stefan completes singing.
My country tears of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Here at the church and they were practicing. I was actually in the back while he was singing and I couldn't hold my tears back. It's your voice is just melodious. God has really blessed you and you need to always sing. Always sing. We got so carried away. If you're looking in your bulletins, church, Brenda Martin even thought he was going to do the announcements today. So we really got carried away on this one today. So we're just overjoyed. God is so good, and He's good all the time. Just a couple of things, church, and I'm going to be seated. Upper rooms, we have additional upper rooms. We would like for you to take upper rooms with you. And Jermaine, they have the upper rooms in the back. Take them with you. Give them to someone that's ill or someone that you work with, someone that you see. Share them. We don't want to keep them all to ourselves. So take several with you today, and you can pass them out along the way. Announcements. Last night, I sent you announcements through One Call. Please go back if you didn't read the announcements. Take a moment and read the announcements. I'm talking about everybody that's ill. We've got a lot of deaths going on, a lot of things that are going on. We've expressed our sympathy to those that are with us and still up and trying to move. But it would be good if you go back and take a look at all of our announcements. You're going to get a separate announcements concerning the first Sunday and second Sunday of next month and how we're going to maneuver through that, hearing two ministers and preparing to vote. So you're going to get a separate announcement for that, and I'll get that out to you as soon as possible. Today is the last day. Today is the last day for our 150 anniversary shirt orders. And we said to you, get your orders in. You can drag in a little bit. We can squeeze in some things we need to do, but we need to know your shirt size. And we need to know, so order today before you leave church, see Mrs. Ford or see Mr. Fornes, and let them know that you need to order your shirt and get your shirts for the 150th anniversary. We're excited, so we got to get our orders in. Today is Jacqueline Grimes' birthday. So Jackie, stand up. So you stand up, Jackie. We love to wave, too. Jackie, you want to share with the church what you told me this morning when I said happy birthday to you? Amen. Thank you, Jackie, for standing. I'm finished. I want to thank everyone that came to church yesterday to work with the children and to prepare the food for the children. Sherilyn and Cecilia and Deborah and mommies. All the mommies were here with the children that had children. Yeah, I don't want to leave out anybody but those. You're pointing? Helen? Yes. And the mommies. I don't want to leave out anybody, but thank you for coming to share and to do what you do. And our music ministry, I would be remiss in my duties if I did not say thank you. Thank you for what you do, for keeping us together, for playing like you do. Stefan singing. The children are singing, but you guys are playing. And we know this, so thank you. Got a thought for the week for everybody. So I want y'all to look at me when I give y'all a thought for the week, and I want you to think about it when I give you this thought for the week. Are you ready? The thought for the week is, don't look for a thank you card every time you do something for someone. Thank you.
Let the church say amen. Let us say amen once again. We thank God for this choir that's singing so good this morning, the young adult choir. I want to let you guys know that you guys are doing a great job. Keep the work up. Keep the work up. One day you're going to grow up and look back on it, and you're going to thank God for having sit back there and sing the song. I used to sit back there also, but in my home church. So never was able to sing good, but I can follow along. We thank God today. Once again, I want to say happy birthday to Sister Grimes. Once again, the Grimes has been just so tremendously great with me. And I just want to, you know, when people are good to you, you just ought to say thank you sometime. Yeah, you just ought to say thank you. And I thank them this morning. Brother Grimes just beat me at the door. Come on in. We thank God for him. He shared some things with me this morning, and we're glad to just have him here with us today. Today is the day that the Lord have made, and I don't know about you, but I'm just glad to just be here. God has blessed me, and I look back on this particular week, and it's been challenging in some times, but I'm still here and I'm healthy. And long as I got my health and strength and you have yours, that's what money came by that. That's what we thank God for. Yeah. Today is a special day. It's the day that the Lord has made. And I know that this is a holiday weekend, and I'm not going to be before you long today, but there is a word from the Lord. It's a little echo in this mic here. Acts 16, verses 16 through 26, but we will not deal with the whole passage. We will only just focus up on basically two verses, and those verses are in Acts 16, 25 and 26. You can read the rest of it for background information, if you please. It says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And certainly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all of the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loose. And I just want to just kind of hang out there for a little while this morning, maybe about 15 minutes, and talk about prayer. Prayer. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer. Amen. Dr. Tony Evans, he said something. He said, prayer is heaven's permission to take over our earthly situation. He said, the goal of prayer is to draw from eternity to time. I thought that was deep. To make heaven answer visible on earth. In other words, he's saying, it takes prayer to bring our blessings from above to earth on our situation. He said to have heaven fix up from up there to fix something down on earth. But God, here's the thing. He said, but God wants our permission to do it. In other words, what he's saying, prayer is our method of giving God permission to fix whatever we want him to fix here on earth. Church, I can tell you, we have to pray, don't we? We can't get around from talking to God. We have to talk to him. Scripture tells us that men ought to always pray and not what? Faint. That's what it says to us. And church, and Jesus prayed. In John 17, Jesus prayed for himself, for his disciples, and for all the believers. And guess what? Jesus is our perfect example. Now, if Jesus had to pray, what about all of us this morning? All of us, we have to talk to God. And yes, God knows all things, everything that we are going through, but we still have to pray. We praying to a God that know, isn't it something that God know what I'm going to do within the next hour? He know my detail. He knows my situation. He knows everything about me. But he want me talking to him. He want me talking to him. And anybody now, you know, I don't know your situation, and I don't know you as a person like that. But let me just say this. How is your prayer life? Do we get too busy for God that we get up in the morning and don't say nothing to him? Get up and start down at 85 and 65. And I be going down there flying sometimes. And running fast because I'm late. And I just need God to help me get there. Sometimes we can get too busy even to pray. Yes, God knows everything. He knows it all. And in this passage in Acts 16, when you read it, you look at the fact that Paul and Silas, they were going about their business, doing witnessing and establishing churches and ordaining pastors and elders and preachers. But even in our prayer life, even in our situation of praising and God, the devil tries to interfere with that. Now, let me tell you something. When it comes down to our relationship with Christ, when you get ready to pick up this word of God, and you might not say anything witness to this, but sometimes look like you can be more sleepy than ever before. Sometimes it looks like you're too busy. Sometimes when you decide to pick it up, look like somebody call you on the phone and disrupt you. Because, see, the enemy does not want us to communicate with God. He don't want us talking to God. He want to keep you so busy. And you can be busy doing church stuff. But, see, that does not, you know, but the power comes from the word of God in prayer. Even in church stuff. I heard one pastor, he'd been pastoring for a while, Dr. Jeremiah. And he was talking about how that distractions, and he said that he just have to pick up the word of God and read it, because the devil tries to distract him so much from the word of God. He's doing church stuff. And he's doing church stuff. I'm not going to be long before y'all. And because I got to get to my first point here. And listen, here's this leading up to these
verse 25 and 26. And it says it in Acts. It said, Paul and Silas was doing witnesses, and they were doing ordaining people in the church. And as they were going up to pray, a demon personality slave girl who was a fortune teller and earned a lot of money for her masters kept following them and yelling out that these are the men of God, and they have the way of salvation. And she kept doing this many days. And Paul finally turned around and got fed up with her. Sometimes you just got to call it what it is. You got somebody on your job bothering you. Sometimes you just got to just talk to the spirit in them. Say, listen, you demonize, you get out of here. Sometimes you just got to deal with that. You do that. And he spoke to her and commanded it to come out of her. And because of the goodness of what they were doing, they cast them and threw them in jail. Put shackles on their feet. And before they did that, they beat them and threw them in jail. And the jailer put inner shackles on their feet. And this brings me to my first point. There's a priority in praying. Priority. Priority is something that is urgency or more important than anything else. Something that's need to happen first in our lives. In other words, it should be first when we get up in the morning. There should be a place in all of our, where we live. There should be a place in our house that we go there and get down on our knees and pray. It should be a set place. It should be a place in all of our lives and that we go and communicate with God that we got set aside. If it's in our office, in our home, it could be in your bathroom, it could be in your bedroom, kneeling down on your knees at the side of your bed. But that should be a plan to pray. It should be a plan. Because if there's a plan to pray, and the more we will do it. And like I said, now I don't know your situation and I don't know your life, so I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying these things because I don't know what you all do. Because I know one thing, you can't look that good and don't pray. Y'all can't look that beautiful. You look great. And so prayer has to be urgency. Prayer has to be the number one thing in our life. And sometimes if we constantly communicate with God, we build that relationship where it almost just come automatically. There have come times, I put it like this, when I didn't pray, that I needed to pray. Because that day I was in a situation where I needed urgent help. And I went to God. And I have been in some situations where couldn't nobody help me but God. And look, I needed God quick. And you know, the old people used to say sometime, when you need God quick, they used to say, have mercy. They said, Lord, have mercy upon me. What they were saying, Lord, have mercy upon me. I need you now. And sometimes that's all you could say. You get in a situation, in a tight situation in life, and that's all you can say is, Lord, please, I just need some help right now, and I need you to come right now, and I need you to help me. And so that's why we should always say prayers before we leave home. And Lord, I'm getting ready to drive this car, and I'm getting ready to go down 65. Let me get over there to Alabama State. Lord, when I get into the office, Lord, you know I don't like my boss. But just give me strength to just deal with this job today. Lord, you know, I just don't like that lady. You, God wants you to tell him all about that because he already know it, don't he? He already know what we want to tell him. The priority. And at midnight, when it came to be midnight, they were praying and praising God in a prison, in shackles, with guards all around them. And the scripture said the other prisoners listened. They heard the prayers of them. They got in trouble. They know what to do. See, it's good when you ever need something, when you get in trouble, to know who to go to. And the more we pray, the more the presence and the development of God in our lives gets stronger and stronger. I heard one guy said, listen, the reason that, I don't mean no harm when I say this, but he said the meaning that church people pray so long in church because they don't never talk to God, Harley. Because if you talk to God all the time, you don't have to pray long in church. Your prayers could be short because guess what? You pray more with your mouth closed. See, I don't need to do like the Pharisees did, and when they fast and they, you know, put on long hair and act just like they was all about to die and all of that, and they discomfort them faces and all of that stuff like that, and went on because they wanted somebody to pat them on the back. God just want us to pray honest prayers. Lord, help me. Help me to pass this test. Lord, help me to get through this situation. Honest prayer. Help me to finish this, what I'm doing. This honest prayer. And let me move to my second point here. Here it is. The power of prayer. The power of prayer. Prayer is so powerful that when they prayed, get this now, it's read in the text, it shook the foundation of where they were. Talking to God, telling God, praying honest to God and talking to them about their situation and reach heaven. Their prayers went up and their blessing came down. And when it came down, it shook the foundation of the prison. And not only did it shake it, the shackles fell off of all the prison arms and legs. Because of prayer. Because of them in prison, in bondage. They didn't let their situation stop them from praising God. They didn't let that stop. They got more. When they locked them up and they beat them, and they got more talking to God, telling God all about their situation and praying. And God sent the answer and just dropped. Can you imagine all that stuff, chain and everything, just dropping off them? They look around and they free. And not only is when you pray that you get a blessing, guess what? All the people around them were blessed because the shackles fell off of their hands and legs too. Your blessings go rub off on other people. That's why we need to get around folks that's what? That's praying and folks that going somewhere and folks that doing some stuff and people that praying to God and got a relationship with Jesus Christ. But it cause everything that we want, God got it. The earth is the Lord and the fullness of it, and everything that dwells in it belong to God. It belong to God. The power of prayer. My third point here. And watch this, it says. And certainly there was a great earthquake. I said that. And everything fell off. It didn't take long for heaven to respond to them. It didn't take long for heaven to respond. And God responded to their prayers. people used to say in the old days, say, he may not come when you want him, but he's there on time. He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God and fountain. Third point, and I want to leave you with this. It's a privilege to pray. It's a privilege. Prayer is the only way and method of communicating with God. To pray. And I don't know, yesterday I went to the Legacy Museum on yesterday, and that's not the first time I've been, but it's the first time I've been to the new building that they have. And I got a chance again to look and read the names and get a chance to go through some of the history of what our foreparents and the slave went through and how that in situations they weren't allowed, a lot of them, to pray and sing praises. And that song, that was one of the songs that came to steal away. I'm going to steal away tonight. I'm going to steal away. And I'm going to talk to Jesus. And it was just amazing how that our tour leader was telling us about some of the things that that I didn't know. And the things that they went through are some of the prayers that I am reaping today and that you are reaping. Some of the prayers they prayed, some of the prayers my mom prayed, some of the prayers my grandma prayed. See, my grandma didn't want her grandson going through some of the things that she had to go through. She didn't want that. And some of those things that they went through was just too hard for anybody to go through some of those things. But they went through them, and guess what? I'm standing here, and you're sitting out there today. Prayers still live on after the person has died. That's why prayers are so important. They keep living. They keep producing. Because my mother said it to me. She said that well, your grandma prayed for you. With those prayers, let my grandson just be better than I was. Just let him make it through college. Just let him make it through high school, because they didn't do it. And it's amazing how God could just do things for us, and we don't realize the whole story. But it's a privilege. It's a privilege to pray. It was a privilege. It's a privilege because they just had to steal away. They had to steal away. They had to, because the master was there. Whatever they said, he monitored for church. It was certain things they couldn't even say. Now we got the freedom just to talk to God and enjoy those blessings. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs he bear. And what a privilege it is to take everything to God in prayer. To God in prayer. And as I conclude today, I would like to say that we thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of our life, who died for us and allowed us to be able to be here today, who shed his blood, and on the third day morning, he got up out of a dusty grave. He shook off dying clothes. And he had to talk to his father. stepped out on resurrected ground and declared that I got all power in my hand. Aren't you glad because you got salvation now because of Jesus Christ? Because of him, I live and I can face tomorrow because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. And that's the choir sing. We open up the doors of the church. You can come by letter, come by candidates for baptism, or you can come by Christian experience. But if I didn't know him, I would get to know him and come this morning. Church say amen. Let us say amen once again. We thank God for all what he has done this morning, and I just want to thank you all once again for inviting me. I have really enjoyed myself this is the fifth time that I think that I'm preaching here this morning, and you all have just treated me tremendously great, and I just want to thank you all. Every time I've came here, you just greeted me so well. And we pray that whoever y'all get to be pastor at the church, that he will just love on you and you love on him. And that's what it's all about. That's it. Let us stand. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you once again for all that thou hast done. We thank you, Lord, for this morning, for blessing us and keeping us. We thank you for these children. We thank you for all these members, God. We ask that you bless them, God, and that you keep them, God, and as we journey from this place, you will let us get home and enjoy our home for this day. And as we prepare to eat and prepare for these holidays, we just pray for people all over this land and country that you will bless them and keep them. Thank you now for all that thou hast done. We thank you for this young adult choir, Lord, that you blessed us. They blessed us with songs and praises. We thank you for them. Now bless us now as we leave this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask all of these things, and we all said, amen. God bless you. May God keep you.